fighting a war against veteran suicide, and we're losing. In fact, 22 veterans take their own life each day. I know, because I was almost one of them. So this is your mission. Help us claim the 22. You can give our vets the hope and encouragement they need to get well. And it's as simple as a post or a tweet. Let's turn every 22 into a show of support. Let's win the war against veteran suicide.
Your mission begins at mission22.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Jesus and a Cup of Joe podcast, the show that brings you a conversation about Jesus, the Bible, and life. Here is your host, Royce Bottoms.
Hey guys, I want to welcome all of you to the show. Glad you're able to join me. Hope and pray you're having a fantastic day. Get you a great cup of Joe and get ready to go. Now, we're a day removed from Easter. I hope and pray you guys had a fantastic Easter. Got to spend it with friends and family. And we just had a wonderful day. Because, you know, the real reason we celebrate Easter is not because of Easter eggs and the Easter bunny and all of that. It's to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus. And so that got me to thinking about some things. So I'm going to talk about a subject or a topic that I honestly thought I did an episode on. And to be honest with you, I had to go back through the archives to see if I did just that. But I didn't. The only thing I could find was there was a video section that I did one time about this particular topic. And this particular topic is Lazarus. And that's what I want to talk about today is Lazarus and the raising of Lazarus. But there's a reason for that, okay? There's a reason for that. Now, to shift over real quick, I also did a post on my Facebook page at Jesus and a Cup of Joe. So if you're not followed me yet on Facebook, you're more welcome to. It's just Jesus and a Cup of Joe. But I was talking about celebrating my 24th year in the Lord's ministry and how it has been a tremendous ride and how I have been through the highest of the mountains and in the lowest of valleys, and I've had great joys and tremendous losses, but I never once ever thought of myself as a preacher, but God had a different plan. And that's really what got everything started today for me to do this. All right. So John 11, starting in the 17th verse, it says, on this day, on his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been taken to the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem. Many Jews have come to Martha and Mary to comfort them for the loss of their brother. When Martha heard Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you'd only been here, my brother would have not died. But I know that even now God will give you what you ask. And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he'll rise again at the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection, the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you're the Messiah, the Son of God, who's come to the world. And after she said this, she went back and she called Mary aside. The teacher is here, and he's asking for you. And when Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus has not yet entered the village, and he's still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been around Mary in the house comforting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to mourn there. Now, I'm going to stop right there because We see where Jesus finds out he's been told that Lazarus has died, but he didn't go right away. And I believe that there was a reason, there was a plan, there was a purpose why he did not go right away. Because he was about to show the glory of God. He was about to show the glory of God and what the true Son of Man can do. Now remember, Martha told him, said that you are the Messiah. You are the Son of God. But see, Jesus is about to make a tremendous point. Okay? Now, draw your attention to something. Because over in verse 35, there's only two words for this verse. And it says, Jesus wept. Jesus was weeping. He was crying. He was saddened by the loss of his friend. But you know what? His friend was not dead. So we're going to jump down to 38. Jesus, once more deeply moved, he came to the tomb, and it was a cave where the stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there's going to be a bad odor because he's been there for 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe in me, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked up and he said, Father, I give thanks. I thank you that you've heard me. I know that you will always hear me, but I say this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. Now, remember that, because that's important right there. All right. So when Jesus said this, he said in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. And the dead man came out with his feet and his hands wrapped in strips of linen and the cloth on his face. And Jesus said, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Okay. That is Lazarus. So what has been put on my heart about this is this. How many of us are like Lazarus today, ladies and gentlemen? How many of us are dead in the grave? And we got our grave clothes on because we have not had that relationship with Jesus. How many of us? There's a lot of people right now that are in dark places because they're looking for the Messiah. They don't want to believe, but yet they want those miracles. But see, that's where the point is. What did Jesus tell the disciples? I am the truth, the way, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. And there is nothing that anybody can do. People will try to stomp out the name of Jesus. They will try to go after the Christians. They are going to persecute us just like they did back in the biblical times, especially in the book of Acts, when you had Saul going around and killing Christians and locking them up. Until who did he meet on the road to Damascus? Who did he meet on the road to Damascus that put him down on his knees, that broke him and made him see the light? Jesus. And Jesus said to him, he said, why are you persecuting me? Why are you doing this? And for 3 days, have you remembered, everything is in threes. 3 days, he stayed blind until Ananias came to restore his sight. And he was blind, but now he saw. He could see the wrong that he did. Just like with Lazarus. Lazarus was dead, ladies and gentlemen. He was in the grave. Now, he was in the grave for 4 days. And Jesus showed up. All right. But what was the prayer that he prayed? He said, for that they may believe you sent me. And he called Lazarus out. And he said, take off the grave clothes and let him go. See, when we have a relationship with Jesus, when we establish a relationship with Jesus and we've asked him into our lives and he's saved our souls, the grave clothes can't hold us because the grave can't hold us. Yes, this physical body will go into the dirt one day. Nothing we can do about that. Our time on this earth is our time on this earth, but our eternity will be spent with the Son of God in heaven. Now, that's something that we need to remember. That's something that we need to always remember is this. If we want a relationship with Jesus, we can have that relationship. We just celebrated Easter. We just celebrated the most important day. And that was the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. You know, they put him on a cross on Good Friday. They crucified him. They put him in the tomb. They rolled a stone across the tomb. They put guards on the tomb. They did everything they could to stomp out Jesus and say, hey, look, this thing ain't going no further. But what did Jesus tell him? He said, you know what? You're going to tear down the temple, but I'm going to restore it in 3 days. Tear down the temple, I'm going to restore it in 3 days. And on the third day, Jesus was not there. You know why? Because you can't kill a live man. You can't kill the Son of God. You can't hinder and you can't stop what God's got a plan for. I don't know where you're at in your life. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what the trials or the tribulations. I don't know what the ups and downs are in your life. But I do know this. If you are not following Jesus, you are in the grave with the grave clothes on, wrapped up in dark places. You want to take those grave clothes off. You want to breathe fresh air, and you want to live the best life that you can and live in the light. Then you need to come to Jesus. Being a Christian is not easy. There's a lot of people out there trying to stomp this thing out, but they cannot stop it. You know, there's been a lot of great movies. There's been a lot of great television shows that's talked about Jesus. You know, it could be anything from Duck Dynasty, where the Robinsons, they talk about Jesus on their show. That's one of the reasons why they got in trouble with TLC. But you know what? They didn't stop from there. You know, they just went on. Now they have a successful podcast and show and stuff of that nature, and they're still sharing Jesus. And that's wonderful. And, you know, they made the series God's Not Dead. They made multiples of those. And they've made other movies. And then you had Dallas Jenkins. He created The Chosen, which I think they're on their fourth season, where this is where the crucifixion of Jesus. So there are a lot of shows out there. But see, what people don't understand, they're just shows. You got to get into the Word. You got to dig into the Word to understand one thing. That number one, the Bible is a living, breathing testament that's given to us by God. Jesus is alive today. He has beat death, hell, and the grave, and he does sit at the right hand of the Father, and he is making a way for you and I. Just like Lazarus was dead. Just like Lazarus was dead, but Jesus says, your brother will rise. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they died. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. That's important to know. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the Rose of Sharon. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is all of this because he is Jesus. And he came to save all of us from the damnation of eternity in hell. Bottom line, that's what he's come to do. He hadn't come to do anything else but to come and save, fulfill the prophecies, and to save all of us that would believe in him. Remember, when Jesus is sitting there and he's talking to the disciples, and he says, who does man say that I am? And they say, well, some call you the prophet, some call you Isaiah, some call you this. But see, Peter stood up, and what did Peter say? He says, you are the Messiah, you are the Son of God. And Jesus told him, he said, bless you, for flesh and blood did not tell you this, but the Father did. And see, and that's the thing. Each and every one of us has the Spirit running through us. And the Spirit is talking to us. The Holy Spirit is trying to communicate. But see, we live in a world full of noise. Then we don't want anything to do with it. And we want to run from it. Remember what I told you at the beginning? I ran from my ministry because I didn't want nothing to do with it. You know, I had a whole family. I had a whole family of preachers and pastors that does a whole lot better than I do. But you know what? At the end of the day, I turned around and I had to surrender because, see, God has a plan. All right. Just like I shared in the post on Facebook, just like I share with you, I have been protected, I have been directed, I have been corrected. I didn't always stick with the Lord, but he's always stuck with me. Jesus tells us over in John 15:18, it says, "If the world hates you, keep in mind it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it will love you as its own. And it has you do not belong to the world because I have chosen you out of the world." That this is why the world hates you. See, Jesus even told the disciples, he says, "I've chosen you." That's why the world hates you. We are chosen, ladies and gentlemen. He's called each and every one of us by name. And when I gave over after running in all these years and I gave it over to the Lord, I've been on one heck of an adventure. But you know something? Like I said, the ups and downs, the joys and the heartaches, I would not trade it for nothing in the world because there was a purpose, there was a plan, and that was for God to glorify everything and to receive the glory for it. He didn't do nothing special in my life except walk with me through all the problems that I had to face. He can do the same for you today. He can do the same for you today. If you're only willing to come with a broken heart and become humble and ask Jesus into your life. The world's not getting any better. The world's going to stay a mess. And it's going to keep getting worse. We have an opportunity today. We've been given an opportunity. See, because there's going to come a time, and it's written in the scriptures, there's going to come a time where all the preaching is going to be taken away. There won't be any more preaching on the earth. All the preachers will not be preaching anymore because Jesus will be coming in the clouds. But see, you've given opportunities day in and day out. Every day, I believe God is calling each and every one of you to come to him. And if you are listening to me today, if you're listening to this episode and you got something going on in your life, you need to take it to Jesus. Please take it to the cross. Please give it to Jesus. Surrender it. Surrender everything to him. Because he is worthy. He is worthy. There's nothing else I can say. There's nothing else I can do that I could tell you. All right. We were sitting in Sunday school one day, and one of the teachers was, I think we were studying in the book of Acts. And I just found this in my Bible. That's why I kind of stopped and I'm on this for a second. But anyway, he was talking about the gospel, spreading the gospel, the good news. And so I was sitting there and I was doing some notes and stuff, but I started scribbling, and this is what I wrote down. Gospel, God's own special plan explains love. Because what did Jesus say? Love one another as much as I love you. God's own special plan explains love. God has a plan for each and every one of us. All right. It's exciting to know that he has a plan for each and every one of us. Only if we're willing to listen. Only if we're willing to humble ourselves and to surrender it all. But see, we won't. We want to keep clinging on to the things of this earth. Let me tell you something. The devil has this earth. The devil has this world. This is his playground. We're only strangers in a foreign land. We're only passing through. We're not of this world. Remember, Jesus chose us. We're not of this world. Our home is in heaven for all those who want to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can have a home there too, if you're willing to come to him and submit and ask him into your life. See, being repenting of your sins doesn't mean ask for forgiveness, turn around and go do it again. Okay? And I've been guilty of that. There ain't a man, woman, or child around that's not been guilty of that. We've all been guilty. But see, just praying and asking the Lord, help me. What is it that you want me to do? And that's where we got to be willing to listen and be willing to obey. Be willing to listen and to obey. See, Jesus told the disciples during the Last Supper what was about to take place when he did the Great Commission, when he also did communion, where he took and he broke the bread and he said, "This is my body that's broken for you. And here's the wine, and this is the blood that I spill for you. This is me. Take this in remembrance of me." And that's why we do communion today. Now, I'm not going into the whole deep topics of ceremonial things, because I'll be honest with you, I don't really get into the whole ceremonial things, because to me, worshiping Jesus, loving Jesus, and Jesus loving me, I don't have to do any special things. I don't have to go to a priest and ask for a priest to talk to God on my behalf, because see, I have a open line of communication with the Father, and that's through the Son. That's because of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I have open communications. I don't have to go to somebody and ask them to talk to God on my behalf. I don't have to go to an altar and do a sacrifice. I don't have to go and sit in a hot tent or whatever and do all this other stuff like all these other religions. Speaking of religions, let me talk about this real quick. Last week at work, we were talking, and when I say we, some folks that I work with, and they were talking about Good Friday. You know, was I taking off for Good Friday? And I said, "Well, I'm working from home on Good Friday." And they said, "Well, we thought you'd take it off because, you know, you're a religious person." I said, "No, I'm not." They said, "Well, yeah, you are. You're a religious person." I said, "No, I'm not. I am not religious." And they just looked at me. They didn't know what to do. Didn't know what to say. They're like, "Well, don't you claim to be a preacher and got that podcast, that Cup of Joe thing and all that?" I said, no, let me stop you. I said, "I am a Christian, not a religious person. I don't believe in religion because religion is man-made and it will fail. I'm a Christian. I follow Christianity because it was made by Christ. It was made by God himself and it never will fail." See, I am not the preacher I should be. I am not the preacher I need to be. I find faults in myself. I fail at times. I constantly trip over my words. I've constantly mess up things. But you know what I have that a lot of people don't have, and that what they're looking for? I have a Lord and Savior who loves me. I have a Lord and Savior who loves me, who is there for me, who's willing to pick me up, dust me off, and say, "You know what? Keep going. Keep going. Keep moving forward." And that's what it's about. So I don't know if you got anything out of this today. I don't know. It might have been scattered. It may have made sense to you. It may not made sense. I don't know. I'm just sharing what the Lord's put on my heart. Pretty much is all I could do or all I could say. So I want to thank all of you for listening, for supporting this ministry. All right. It means a great deal to me. Like I said, this episode, I'm sitting at home. I've been off for about a day or two because my family's down in Florida on spring break, and I've been working around the house trying to work on some projects I've been putting off. And so the Lord was on me. And what I mean when the Lord is on me, I felt the Spirit moving on me today. And that's why I'm up here in the studio doing this episode, because there was something that the Lord was tugging at me to do. Okay. Remember, we're all dead to sin, but we're alive in Christ. If we only had hope in this world only, we would be men of most miserable. And that's what Paul told him. Okay. So may God bless each and every one of you. Like I said, subscribe, follow, and share. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the newsletter, Beyond the 12. And if you have not been made aware of this, there is now a ministry. It's called Beyond the 12 Ministries. That's where this podcast sits. I plan on work in this ministry to work and do the Lord's work. They called the 12 disciples to go out and to share the gospel and the good news. And that's what I plan on doing. Okay. That's why it's called Beyond the 12. All right. Because Mark 16:15 tells us, he said to them, go out into the world, proclaim the gospel to all or to the whole creations. And that's what we should do. We should go beyond the 12, beyond what the 12 disciples have done. That's what we should be doing, is go out all over the world and claim the gospel to all of the whole creation. And that's what I plan on doing. One of the projects I'm looking at is I'm focusing hard on veterans and public safety, mental health awareness, and things of this nature. So look for more information on that. Subscribe, follow, and share. Subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on our social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Share us with your friends and family. If you want to support the ministry, you're more than welcome. There's multiple ways that you can support. And I just thank each and every one of you, okay? So I'm going to get ready to get out of here. May God bless each and every one of you. And always remember, you always start your day with Jesus and a cup of Joe. Catch you next time.